Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson. On the show today, we have Rigo Arce of Rigo Pest Prevention. Rigo is the CEO and founder of the company, hence the name of the company.
That is the name, and I am the man, and I am in the studio. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, if you've been away for a little bit, just doing a little vacation and stuff, I'll let everybody know that, everybody know that you're not always doing pest every
You know,
day.
I've worked hard for many years to build it where it is, and I'm starting to enjoy some of that, some of the fruit of that labor. And I've been very, very blessed with great staff, you know, folks that can handle the operation in my absence, particularly my son, Josh, who's been on the show now a couple times. And so, it's I think anybody that's out there listening, you know, we know that you got to recharge those batteries. You've got to get out and just kind of, reset and refresh. And this way you can come back, a little energized, relaxed, and ready to roll.
Has the company grown since last time we talked? I think we're up to 26. I don't know if that's the number.
No, we're staying pat at 26, We did have our best revenue month in June, one of our strongest months in the company's history. And so we continue to grow as it relates to, client base, revenue, services, and so forth, and just a real testimony of the community putting their trust in us. Super, super grateful.
And the rains bringing lots of bugs.
Well, the rains are coming now, and I got to tell you, it is going to be quite the late summer, early fall. It's going to be pretty busy.
You want to say thank you to the voters today?
I do. I did want to take a moment. The Reader's Choice Awards 2023, that gambit of voting, all these different services in Tucson. I want to personally thank those that voted for Rigo Pest to be the number one pest control company. Super honored by that. We'll see the results are not till September. Great pest control companies out there. I mean, just to be considered in the top 10 is an honor.
Right.
It'll get narrowed down to the top three. And really, anywhere first and third, we'll take it. We're really grateful.
Well, we did share that information out there on social media because we think you deserve to be recognized as the best pest prevention.
A five-time winner.
It'd be a five-time winner. Yeah. That'd be great. So thank you, everybody.
We're talking about the rains that are coming in with the monsoons, and we're just talking about emergence, using the word emergence for the weeds and stuff like that.
Yeah, as Danielle mentioned, we did have a nice wet winter, and boy, the weeds really hit us hard in the late winter, early spring. Mm-hmm. Well, the same's going to happen again. We are definitely going to be watching these weeds just propagate. So now's the time to get a pre-emergent preventative weed control, right, placed down on your landscaping. So this is a great opportunity to get that application down onto the soil. It gets pushed down into the soil deep by the rains. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. You want that product to penetrate deep where those seedlings are. And as they begin to start to germinate, it stops them from growing into maturity. So pre-emergent application right now really is a premium.
I want to say you were out, not you personally, but your company came out probably 4 months ago for us. We got hit hard on the weeds.
Yes.
And it took a little time to get on top of it because we waited until they were tall.
Yep.
Now, you're not supposed to do that, but we did. And
stop ratting me out.
And it is like 100% under control now. I mean, the yard is looking as better than ever.
Prevention is so much better. It always is, right? So you get out there, there's nothing on the landscape now. You get that pre-emergent down, you stop those weeds from growing. Man, when those weeds start to grow, they move from, a quarter of an inch to 3 inches overnight. It's amazing, right? And then, of course, that's the hard work, killing them. And because even after you spray a yard full of weeds, now you got brown things standing there.
Yes, we did. Not 3 inches.
Or 6 inches.
Or 12 inches. Yeah.
And so, prevention is king for sure. But even if you have some weeds, we do that, what we call a knockdown or a post application after the fact. That comes with the service as well. And there's a lot of good companies out there that do this. We're fortunate enough to offer that service as well.
The thing I was thinking of is about pre-emergence, and then I thought that what I was told is that pre-emergence has to be before it starts to germinate, that afterwards you have to go with something else.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once it starts to germinate and actually produce, the roots and rhizomes and, all this sort of technical term, they're going to grow. And now you have to get a topical application on top of them to get into the system.
And can you treat both at the same time?
You can. In fact, what we typically will do is we'll go ahead and do the pre-emergent first, and then we'll follow up and hit any of the existing weeds, you know, get that topical application. Yeah.
Do you do that in the same day?
You can, absolutely.
Yeah, we put your guy to the test.
Oh, sure.
We were like,
we do.
And I'm telling you, it looks pretty darn good right now.
Oh, that's good news. That's good news.
Yeah, it took a little effort, and we actually hired someone to come and get rid of all the dead weeds because they did die. But yeah, no, it's looking fantastic. We're very happy.
Good deal.
When it comes to getting financing, or rather getting something for the weeds and getting your service, does the acreage make a difference in price?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the more square footage and more mm-hmm. acreage you have, the more work we have to do.
Okay.
And we have limits. We will genuinely tell someone whether we can take on that project or not. So we, as always, we provide a free inspection. I mean, that's very important. And then from there, we give a very honest analysis. If it's too much space, too much acreage, square footage, I should say, we will actually make some recommendations to some very good companies that can mm-hmm. handle that volume. We really try to stay within a certain range.
You know,
one of the things that I learned early in my development of Rego was not to overcommit. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to say yes to everything and say yes to everywhere, you know, geographically.
Right.
And I learned very quickly that's not a good way to do business. You're going to let somebody down somewhere. And so if we can't handle the service, we're going to let you know that. We appreciate the opportunity, but we are going to make some very, very strong recommendations of who can help you.
Yeah. And customers see that when you sit there going, you're like, you know what? We can't do this.
Totally.
Or we'll go to someone else.
Yeah. You know, a real popular one is wildlife, like raccoons, mm-hmm. rock squirrels, ringtail cat, skunks, things like that, even bats. You know, we can do some minor things, but for the most part, I'll refer that out all day long. And the companies that I trust, boy, they're so grateful. And they reciprocate, not that they have to,
right.
but there's things that they don't do. And as I've said on your show many times, you know, this is a community. The pest control industry is a community. I have a great deal of respect for the owners of these operations in Tucson, and I want to work well with them, and I think we do.
And I think you do that every time you come here. You never pretty much emphasize your company. You always emphasize the industry.
That's exactly right.
And it's, what is so amazing about me, you know, most people we're talking about, well, this is what we do, this is how we do it. You're like, no, we all do the same thing. I just want you to come to me because I think I have some of the best service. But there are people like me or similar to my company that can do the work.
Exactly. Yeah, it's about values. And every now and then we'll meet someone and we're just not lining up. I can sense it and I'll say, you know, listen, I got a couple of companies that I think might work well with you and we want them happy. Yeah.
Are you doing commercial as well on the weed control?
We are doing commercial as well, both pest control, you know, structural pest control, rodent control, and then, of course, weeds as well, yes.
Mm-hmm. We're heading to the break, and we have one of the best pest control people in the city of Tucson.
And they don't have to take our word for that because the Reader's Choice Award
is coming
says
up.
Says that it has happened.
Four times in a row, we're talking about Rego Pest Prevention. We're here with Rego Arce, who's the owner and CEO and founder, and the best thing out there in the world in pest prevention is Rego Arce. We're heading to the break. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show on 10:30 a.m. The Voice, KVOI. Thanks. See, we'll talk to you on the second segment of the show. And you're back with those people and also with Rego Arce, who is the founder, owner, CEO of Rego Pest Prevention.
Yeah, so we were just talking about the commercial service that you provide. Is there a building that's too large that you're not going to take on?
You know, it's not a matter of the building being large or small. It's really the service. Okay, so to be specific, food handling is really going to be the deciding factor. We can take on large buildings, be it strip malls, hospital, for example. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty large building. Warehouses, distribution centers. They're probably the biggest thing going on right now.
Right.
A lot of those are typically corporate accounts that are handled nationwide, but yeah, anything from a dentist office all the way up to, say, a warehouse. However, food handling, that's another consideration. So, for example, what we won't take on will be like food chains, like a Kentucky Fried Chicken or Burger King or something like that. Again, typically that's going to be a large national account, some large operation that handles nationwide service. But even if it was local, They've got some challenges, and mm-hmm. you want to be properly staffed. And again, as I mentioned earlier, I don't want to overreach,
right.
And I want to be real careful there. So on the commercial side, you really have to make sure you're really staffed up. When a commercial operation says jump, you say how high. You know, when they say come, you say I'm coming. You know, there's no
especially
delay.
If there's food service.
Absolutely,
yeah,
and that's the key. Exactly,
wait.
And that's the point. You're right, Sandra. So food, it's. I mean, that's their reputation.
Yeah,
they have to be protected. And so when they need service, you better be ready to respond. You cannot delay. So I'm very choosy on what food facilities I'll take. I usually will work with independent restaurants, you know, mm-hmm. private owners. Good relationship, very personable, very flexible, and we can work with them. But a chain account, it's just too many variables, you know. So really, that in the end, that's the deciding factor for us on a commercial basis. But love doing commercial service. I love being behind the scenes of operations. And I remember years ago when I was with Truly Nolan in my early days, we took care of Old Tucson Studios.
Wow.
And I was a commercial manager at the time. And oh, man, I would purposely go with my guys to work and you know, get behind the scenes. And I just love that side of the business. So we're ramping it up more and more. We're real excited about it.
You know that Old Tucson is back.
Yeah.
And they're doing summer concerts
it's coming
right
strong.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was really sad when they dipped for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's Tucson. You know, and no, it's really great to see. It's so, so Southern Arizona.
I think it's Southern Arizona because it comes back strong.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about us when you sit in this city is that we may have issues, but most people come back strong and a little bit better.
Yeah.
One thing I was going to ask you is you talked about commercial, dealing with commercial assets. 24/7 operation when it comes to being a commercial?
You need to be.
Okay.
Yeah, 24/7 as well as it needs to be very, people pet friendly, so to speak, you know, very non-intrusive applications. You're dealing with not just the employees of the operation, but you're dealing with patrons. And in today's environment, there are just so many variables, people that are, hyperallergenic or, you know, have autoimmune issues, chemically sensitive, along with a bunch of other quote unquote sensitives. We'll leave that alone. But,
mm-hmm.
You just have to be real careful. And so when you're working for the owner of that operation or the management team, you've got to be able to present to them that you're going to be able to deliver a service that really will guard them against insect pressure, but at the same time protect, be mindful of the environment, be mindful of their surroundings and their patrons. So it's a real professional level of service. It really, you've got to be on your game when you deliver commercial service. It's quite a challenge.
Now, when you're dealing with a hospital, do they have specific products that they have authorized for that environment, or are they relying on you as the expert?
It's not so much products that they authorize. It's more about products that they don't authorize.
Okay.
There's restrictions. It really falls more in that category. You also have to present to them all the materials in advance, label MSDS sheets, things like that you're going to be using. Things have to be logged. There's reporting documentation that has to be pretty stringent. And even down to employees being background screened and proving that and making sure that you have clientele that, you know, that are safe from, you know, a vendor. So there's just so many, you know, hoops and, you know, to jump through. And it makes it very fascinating to me. It makes it very mm-hmm. strategic. And
and
the company that can present these things in a very professional manner and follow through,
right?
Like actually deliver those items and not just do lip service. Those are the companies that'll succeed in those markets.
What I'm hearing from you, get your take on, is that it's more of an interview both ways. You're interviewing them to find out what do you really need, and they're trying to find out whether you're capable of doing.
Oh, you nailed it.
Yeah.
You know, that word, interview, is everything. When I train my sales team, that's exactly what I tell them is there. You're being interviewed, but you're also interviewing. You have to get enough information to properly prepare the service plan.
Right.
Whether it's Mrs. Jones and her little 1600 square foot, you know, Oro Valley home, or it's this large commercial operation. You must ask all the right questions, get all the right data, but at the same time, you're being interviewed. You nailed it. That's exactly what it is.
When we talk about chemicals, you've always said before when you've been on the show that you guys are non-intrusive and pet friendly because the company but rather the organization, the community is all about that too.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? Remind people that.
Yeah, you know, when we do our continuing education trainings and we have, you know, distributors in town that a lot of all our companies buy our products
right.
from, and even the manufacturers themselves when they come and do presentations, the entire industry really is very focused on sustainability and, you know, being green and, you know, less intrusive products and products that don't cause adverse effects to both people and the environment. It is really a community-wide and industry-wide focus.
Yeah.
Now, you still, as a company, have a choice to buy, you know, cheaper product or, you know, products that are maybe a little more dangerous, mm-hmm. if you would. But in the end, I've learned that a lot of the companies that are here in Southern Arizona, at least, you know, they really are mindful.
Okay.
Of the product choices. And so, but at Rego Pest, we absolutely focus on using the lowest toxicity materials, naturally occurring products. But in the end, to finish this up, it really comes down to the way they're applied. You know, the products are there, but you've got to do it in a responsible manner and intelligently. And that's why I always like to say we provide intelligent pest control. And I got to tell you, when it's not intelligent and I hear about it, I'm not happy. And I fix it because every now and then an individual doesn't operate intelligently and they are informed as to how we feel about that. So we make a quick correction if needed.
Well, and you have to take care of your employees
yeah.
as well.
Yep.
Remind everybody how long you've been in the business, Rego.
So Rego Pest just celebrated its 16th year this July. And I've had the pleasure of doing this since 1990. So gosh, what are we on, 33 years. So, yeah, we're really proud. Rego Pest Prevention, you can reach us at 520-744-6177, or you can look us up at regopest.com, great website. And, yeah, we're real proud of the service we provide. And to your point, I'm really proud of my team. Great guys and gals.
And you guys have a Facebook page that's got some information on
yeah,
pest control.
Yeah, we just started getting that going. It's early. It's early. Danielle keeps reminding me that it's, like, you know, baby steps. You know,
That's her generation, right? She kills Facebook.
Yeah, you have to know. They're on Facebook.
Yes,
there's
know,
information we, out there. There is information about the bugs and about pest control.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
we've got to ramp
there.
That up. I'll be honest. I'm so old school, but I've got staff that can do this, and I just need to task them. Get it going.
Do you have your MSDSs on Facebook? Are you going to try to put them out there, or do you have to have them?
They're available through our website.
Okay, yeah. So they are available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, we're here with Rego Arce, who is the founder, CEO of Rego Pest Prevention, a local company here in Tucson. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show on 1030 AM, The Voice. We'll be back with a little bit more talking about Rego and what's going on in pest prevention. We'll talk a little bit about flying, swarming stuff and all kinds of bugs that may scare you, but don't scare me because I have a great pest prevention team.
Do not fear.
With that being said, we're going to the break. We'll be back to talk a little bit more with Rego Arce, who is the owner, founder of Rego Pest Prevention. We're back. You're here with Ray, Sandra, and Danielle, and one of the nicest guys in Tucson community is Rego Arce, the founder and owner of Rego Pest Prevention.
So I was talking to a client recently where they're buying a home, and so they had a termite inspection done, and while they had the inspection done, the guy that was out there was letting them know about some other things that are currently active on the property. And in the discussion, you know, part of the concern with weeds and things like pack rats and just general pests on the property and possibly even inside a home, the question is, you know, for kids and for pets, especially if it's that very first treatment where you're buying a brand new home and you want to make sure that it is completely treated, how does she know what is okay for her kids to be around, okay for a pet to be around?
Right.
How do you explain that inside process?
That's a great question. We get that
well.
Quite a bit. You know, so right out of the gate, the good news is most of what we do is outside. And so that is important. That's about prevention, you know, keeping the bugs from getting in and so forth. So product choice is a big deal. We mentioned that earlier.
Yes.
Right? So the lowest grade toxicity level materials available. How they're applied. So typically with application, you want to be strategic, what we call targeted areas,
mm-hmm.
site specific is another phrase. And so you want to hit those areas. You don't, basically you're not flooding the yard, right? The days of getting the big hose turning on the motor and just power spraying and you know, soaking the yard. Those days are over.
Okay.
It's about, you know, being strategic, minimizing the application. We always tell folks, wait till it's dry to the eye. Once it's dry, that product is actually binding with the concrete and the grasses and rocks and so forth. Most of what you see in an application is what we call inert material. It's just water, carrying agents, baby powder, for example, or talc powder. In a granule, it might be walnut shell, for example, or clay. That's a real popular one. These are just inert ingredients. It's the toxin is actually finite relative to all that stuff that's being laid down.
Okay.
All of that stuff is not toxic. Okay. So again, you want to be strategic. You want to minimize applications. You want to dry to the eye. Certainly when you come inside, here's the deal. Stop the can. That's a phrase I use. I coined it. Stop the can. You know, what does that mean? That means that big silver thing about a gallon tall here, right? You see my hands? I'm holding it about. I have to tell everyone in Radio Land about, you know, foot and a half high. That big silver tank.
Yeah.
Don't bring that inside. Don't do it. Don't do it. Crack and crevice treatments with injection tools that have like little syringes and needles so that you inject cracks. Now, show me a two-year-old that can crawl into a crack. Actually, don't show me a two-year-old because they probably can. But the point is the materials are injected out of the way, very strategically into cracks and crevices and hollow spaces.
Gotcha.
We also like to use insect monitoring traps, just good old-fashioned glue boards that are strategically hidden. You know, they're not out in the open. And those capture insects, rogue insects that might get in. So to your friend or anyone else, it's really about being responsible and intelligent about your applications, product choice, strategic, minimalistic, and very well thought out applications. All those things play a role. And so people can rest assured it can be done very, very safely.
And so when you're talking about the strategic application and it not being in the main part of the yard, if a child likes to go dig in the yard and they're digging in the middle of the yard, they're not in any way exposed to
pretty much
the pest control, because that's all been on specific areas.
Yeah, you know, and this is where dialogue comes in. You know, like, so for example, people have tortoises. That's a real popular one. And you know what? Then you just stay away from that area. Hey, my little boy likes to play Crocodile Dundee over there in that pile of rocks. Okay, well, then we're going to stay away from those rocks.
Right.
There's no rule that says you have to do X. You know, like, I'm a robotic pest control man. Apply here, soak soil, you know. That's not intelligent pest control, right? It all begins with a dialogue and understanding, being strategic. And there's a time and a place for everything. And so good pest control relationships, people talk, we make a plan, and we protect the family.
You know, and I'll say at my house, because I do have a garden, whenever they come out, we talk about it, and I always talk to the technician and let them know these plants are all vegetables. I don't want anything sprayed just in case.
Exactly.
And so we talk about the strategic areas that they will spray so that the garden is left alone.
You nailed it. I'll be honest. I mean, I'll walk into a yard. I don't know what's edible and not sometimes. I mean, some things are obvious, but that dialogue that you're having, applauding to you. Great job. Great lesson for everybody, both homeowner and pest control technician. That's exactly what should take place.
We talked a little bit about monsoon rains, and rain brings the termites.
Oh, they sure do.
So they may think about free inspections.
Yeah, so right now you're driving down the road, you run through a cloud, what I call like a funnel cloud of these insects just pelting your windshield. Question of the day, is it an ant or is it a termite? Well, there is a way to tell.
I won't use my hands.
Well, I will use my hands. Forget it. I will. I'm Italian. I'm going to do it.
There's a video. They can watch it.
So you pick up those termites with the wings, or that ant, that swarming insect, and you hold it up by the wings. If the body is straight, all the way straight from top to bottom, like a cigar, there's the video. That's a termite. If it is pinched in the middle, the waist, like that,
like an eight,
a figure eight, right? There's your ant. And so now everyone's an expert. And but not just swarming ants and termites. Man, we got the mosquitoes. We have midges, thrips. We have gnats, no-see-ums. By the way, that's a technical insect, a no-see-um. People are getting bit left and right now. I always get the call, I think I have fleas. No, you don't. You don't have fleas. We have biting, flying insects.
So do the no-see-ums come into the house, or are they staying outside?
So they're primarily outside, but they can get in, yes. And they can be very problematic, depending on conditions, this type of structure, levels of moisture, humidity, and things of that nature. But for the most part, it is an outdoor insect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, we were outside the other day, and my daughter went running up to something, and she says, "Look, a gem." And she goes to pick it up, and it's not a gem. It is a shiny, giant beetle.
Mm.
Those things are flying around everywhere.
Oh,
she came
yeah.
back, that is not a gem. Yeah. I do not
Japanese,
want that.
Japanese beetles around, June bugs. Oh, yeah, no, they're gorgeous. Those are pretty, pretty good-looking insects.
Scorpions.
Yeah, they're going to be out later after the rain. So crickets and scorpions are going to be later.
Okay, okay.
I mean, the scorpions are around now, don't get me wrong, but once the rains are done, you will hear crickets. They will annoy you. You'll be upset. The scorpions love that. They'll come out heavy. So everything seems to have its little cycle and season, you know, and then of course the spiders will pick up. And yes, great industry to be in.
We actually had a fairly impressively sized toad in the yard the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. Yeah. I didn't see that one.
She wouldn't let me step on it.
Yeah.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
All right, we get a hold of you, Rigo.
Hey, once again, 520-744-6177. Or you can look us up at rigopest.com. And got some good information.
And they have a Facebook page, right?
We do, Danielle. It's hanging on.
We'd like to thank Rigo RC, who is the owner and CEO of Rigo Pest Prevention, for taking the time and being on the show and being a great sponsor of ours.
Always love it.
So we'll talk to you on the other side. Got one more segment we're going to have. Yeah, I mean to talk a little bit about solar. So see you on the other
segment.
Break. Hi, guys. Rick. Welcome back for the final segment of the show. You're here with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson. We are your I Am Real Estate team, Johnson Smith team at indy-realty.com. And we want to talk a little bit with Yamina Hembrett, who is the, I'm called, this thing called
the Solar Maven.
Solar Maven. There it is. Go ahead, Sandra.
Yeah. Hey, Yamina. I know we've got you on a call here. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We sure can.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. We saw invite to a, it's a dinner and learn. We're used to seeing lunch and learns, but you guys are going all out and doing an evening event. You want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. Thank you. So Solar Pros AD, we are doing a dinner and learn. It's going to be at our friend Inspire Life Mortgage with Don Spur. And it's going to be Carlos Garcia and myself, and we're going to be presenting to homeowners just about solar in the market today, how things look, how they used to be, what opportunities there are, answer any questions, and just educate people. That's our job, is just to educate the homeowner. And anybody is invited. Everyone's invited. I would just ask that people RSVP, because we are having El Molinito, should I say that?
Yeah.
For dinner.
Yeah, no, I mean, if it's not the right meal, they may not want to come.
Right.
There's nothing
That's
wrong
what
with
like,
that.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
No.
How you mean? How long you think the presentation is going to take?
So the presentation itself is probably going to be 40 minutes, uh-huh. and then we'll have time, 20, 30 minutes to answer questions or help people. We're flexible.
And what time does that start?
It starts at 6:30 to 7:30. So if people want to get there a little bit early, that's fine. And then go ahead and help themselves to dinner, and we'll just chat.
What's the date?
It's August 2nd. So it's next Wednesday.
Okay.
Evening.
Mm-hmm. And you said it's at Inspired Life Mortgage's location. Do you have his address?
Right. Yes. Inspired Life Mortgage is at 1951 North Wilmot. That's Suite 3A. It's a beautiful building. Crossroads of Pima and Wilmot. And again, it's 1951 North Wilmot, Suite A, Tucson, Arizona.
So it's close to that, close to the East Side Costco.
Yes, that's right. It's right there.
So let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, Yamina, please.
Oh, okay. You can reach us online. You can come to our website at solarprosad.com. Our phone number is 520-549-6200 and 520-549-6200, or they can RSVP to my number, which is 520-208-4446.
And don't you have a personal email? And don't you have a personal email you'd like to use? That Yamina at something?
Yeah. So you can use my email, which is yamina@yamina.com.
How do we spell your name?
YAMINHA@YAMINHA.com. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
There are so many questions that people have when it comes to solar. So I think that's awesome that you guys are there as a resource, and we certainly have enjoyed our time learning from you. And so this we've had just you on the show, but you're partnering with one of the installation companies then for the presentation?
Yeah. So SolarPros is actually an install partner for us at Power. Power is basically a software as a service, and SolarPros is our local partner. They're our build partner, and so any project that we have, we just send to them and they fulfill it for us. They service it. Great things about them is they have 25-year warranties, production guarantees. They have diverse products. They're very flexible in financing options. It's a seamless experience, and it's just to give peace of mind to our clients so that they can have as a worry-free a process going solar as possible.
Yeah, I want to make sure everybody understands that everyone that you talk to, everyone that you use are all local vendors.
That's correct. Yes, we have to, because we don't have our own. We're a tech platform. So we have to have local build partners in every city that we're in that helps us to fulfill the projects. And that way people have someone that they can, a customer can walk in the door of. If you want to come check us out, we're at Grant and Silverbell.
Okay.
And yeah, so we have people who walk in and have questions, need to go solar, want, you know, to move forward in their solar journey, and we help them.
Are you seeing big changes in the solar industry as far as the type of product that's being used? Is it like our cell phone, where we know they've already created the next two models or next versions, and they're just kind of using up the inventory, waiting for the next best thing to come out? Or is solar kind of hit where it's going to land, and we won't see those type of big upgrades in the future?
The tech in solar is always changing. It's always developing. It's innovative. There are companies that are, you know, completely about research and development, and they build their own products. There's companies that just focus on inverters, companies that just focus on batteries, some just do solar panels. So it's always changing, but it pretty much we're all using the same distributors or the same manufacturers, let's say that.
Okay.
All the companies and you know around the country. So we basically have very much similar products. We do use tier one products for our projects. So we use the top tier that have the longest lifespan. And also, you know, having warranties really helps people so that if anything goes wrong, we're there to help, you know, fix the issue. So, you know, it does change. There's some great batteries that are coming out that are actually out that we are just now, we partnered with Franklin Whole Home. There's also this span. It's a new main panel, and uh-huh. It's an electronic panel. So there's just all this crazy tech, new tech that's out that is so cool, and I could totally geek out about it, but I really just want people to know that there's lots of great things out there. We just have to let you know what it is. Sometimes people don't make the decision. They don't go solar, not because they don't want to. It's because they don't know how.
That makes so much sense.
We're here to help them with
so
the help.
If somebody has no knowledge of solar, this is a great place to start. If they're high tech and they have some questions, you're going to have a little Q&A time after your presentation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we definitely want to help people get clarification with any questions they have.
And then the date and time and how to contact you one more time before mm-hmm. we let you go.
Okay. It's the evening, Wednesday evening of August the 2nd. 2023. It's going to be from 6:30 to 7:30 at Inspired Life Mortgage, which is located at 1951 North Wilmot Road. It's suite 3A. And you can find us on solarprosaz.com. Our phone number is 520-549-6200. Or you can call me directly or text me at 520-208-4446. You can also email me at yaminia@yaminia.com.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And I know we have plans that night. Otherwise, we'd be out there and participate in the audience. But you're also available on other days. So we've been able to connect in person. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mina.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Talked a little bit about solar with Yamina, and I hope some of you guys can make that event. But I want to also mention that Danielle has a show that's coming on this Saturday.
I do. I have a new show that has, a couple episodes that are out. Talking to nonprofits and hearing about what you can do to try and get involved in the community and volunteering to hear what they're doing. The show is called Center Stage Nonprofits of Tucson, and it airs on Saturday mornings on KVOI at 10:30 a.m., so if you're not doing anything Saturday morning, listen in. If you miss it, you can find the podcast episodes. You can find me on social media at Center Stage Tucson.
And we actually, when we started doing the I Am Real Estate show, we had kind of a community piece that we sort of discontinued because we were, if you're just popping in and only to listening in for 5 or 10 minutes, you might not get any real estate content. And so we love that you have started this, kind of picked up that community focus, because we know how important the nonprofits are to the Tucson community and to real estate. Because if we don't have a healthy community, we don't have a healthy real estate market.
You know, and there are so many people that are doing so many good things in Tucson. There's so much just compassion for other people. There are so many connections that if I can be involved in trying to connect people to a nonprofit that they care about, to someone who's doing something that they really do care about and that they're passionate about, but they don't know it exists yet, then my job's done. That's what I want to see. I want to get those people connected and help them find ways that they can volunteer and get involved. And I do think that's really important for us to teach our kids also. Kids today don't have a lot of opportunities for volunteering, and so we want to be a good example and teach them to give back to our community.
And your show is only a half an hour long, right?
It is.
And you usually have just one nonprofit that you talk to?
One nonprofit each week. And I do have some availability for nonprofits that would like to schedule to be on the show. And I also do have some sponsorship opportunities.
How do they get a hold of you, Danielle?
520-373-6864 or centerstagetucson@gmail.com.
All right. And we would like to thank the amazing sponsors that we have: Pioneer Title Agency, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, Rego Pest Prevention, and Power Solar. We couldn't do what we do without their help. So reach out to them, and we will catch you next week.